Okay, let's begin our new series of Lumdus on the Daf. Different topics related to the Daf, sometimes Lumdus, sometimes Hashkafa, different topics. Today we'll talk about the topic of Nevi'im. The topic of Nevi'im, the Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara tells us in the name of Reish Lakish, right in the middle, right about actually about 10 lines down. Amar Belevi Barchama Amar Shimon Lakish. My dichsiv. What does the pasuk mean in the end of Yisro in Parachav Dalet of Shmos? Ve'etna lachas luchos ho'evin va'atar va'mitzvah asher kasafti lahorosam. What did we get by Har Sinai? Right, we received the luchos, obviously Torah, mitzvah asher kasafti lahorosam that I wrote to teach them. So every word in this pasuk, the Gemara darshins, to refer to something else that we received at Har Sinai. Luchos elu aseres hadibros. Okay, that's Mefurish. Torah, Zemikra, V'hamitzvah zu Mishnah. Right, we reserve Mishnah. We receive Torah Shebal Peh at Har Sinai. As we know, that's a major topic. And as we know, you can't survive Torah Shebechsav without Torah Shebal Peh. They are a package deal. Another point, we'll talk about the nature of this relationship between Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh. But if you remember, just one of the... one of the pshatim for the Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Daf Peches, where the Gemara says that Gemara describes the Vayisiasu Besachta Sahara, and they stood at the foot of the mountain, and the Chazal Darshan Kaf Aleim Hahar Kegigas, Hashem held the mountain over their heads like a barrel, and Tosfos there asks, well, why did we need to be forced to accept the Torah? Didn't we say, as later on that same daf, Shabbos Peches, didn't it say Nasa V'Nishma and expands on it that we were very happy to receive the Torah? So Nasa V'Nishma versus Kafala Marka Gigas, many different answers given to that question, but the one that's related to this line of Zumishna Torah Shebal Peh, one answer is that maybe we were ready to accept Torah Shebechsav. That's finite, that's small. Torah Shebal Peh, That's much more difficult. That's much more challenging. And, you know, that type of commitment, you know, takes much more of an asav and ishma. So Chazal say that so the Medrash says in Parshas Noach, so that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, forced that upon us. Once we accept the Torah Shebechsav, then he says it's a package deal. Torah Shebechsav goes with Torah Shebal Peh. And that's what even the Ben Yehoyada on that Gemara in Shabbos Peches notes, that the Gemara says that Hashem held the mountain over our heads like a barrel. Why a barrel? He held the mountain over our heads like a mountain. What's the extra imagery of a barrel? What does that add? So the Ben Yehoyada adds that a barrel, really, you have an external container, but the ikar of the barrel are all the drops that are inside. Right? The millions and millions of drops that are inside. That's what the barrel holds. So we accepted Torah Shebechsav. That was the barrel on the outside. But Hashem held the mountain over our heads like a barrel, as if to say, it's not about what's outside. The ikar is what's inside also. The Torah Shebal Peh, that's inside. That's the imagery of the barrel. And that's what we had to be forced to accept. That's the, again, the imagery of the, every word of the Torah teaches us something. And that is added by the Ben Yehoyada for that Gemara. But that's Va Mitzvah Zu Mishnah. But we're going to focus on the next phrase. Asher Kasafti Elu Nevi'im Uksuvim. Asher Kasafti Nevi'im Uksuvim also. At Har Sinai, Laharosam Zegemara. It's also the expansion, Malamei Shekulam Nitnu Lamoshe Misinai, to teach us that it was all given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Rashi explains, Mishnah is Shis Askuba Mishnah, Mikra is Chumish, Mitzvah Likros Batara, and Gemara Svaras Tami Amishnayas, to expand on the Mishnah, Shemimenu Yotza Hora'a. We'll have to get back to that Hashem later on in Daf Yud Aleph. Rashi also has another definition of Mishnah and Gemara, etc. But the question that we'll touch on today is, the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim were given at Har Sinai? How is that possible? Didn't happen yet. What does it mean that the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, Asher Kasafti, Zu, Elu, Nevi'im, Ksuvim? What does that mean? So, if you remember, the significance, first of all, of Nevi'im and Ksuvim is Rashi and the Chafetz Chaim makes the Ha'ara. Rashi in Parshas Kisisa. Rashi notes, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasik Yud Ches, last Pasik in Perek Yud Lamed Aleph. Hashem gave to Moshe, when he finished talking to him at Har Sinai, Shnei Luchos Ha'edus. Give him the Luchos. Luchos Evan Ksuvim Be'espalokim. And Rashi notes, Kechaloso is spelled Chaser, as if it says Kala, as if it says a bride. Why? Kechaloso Ksiv. Rashi says, Chaser. Shenimsur Lotura B'matana Kechala L'chasen Shlo Ha'yacholamod Kula B'zman Mu'akazeh. Okay, either we're compared to a Kala, Dover Acher, this is the one we'll focus on. Ma Kala, Miskashetes, Bechavdalad Kishutin. Just like a Kala, described based on a Pasuk in Navi. I think it's in Yeshayo. Just like a Kala described as wearing 24 different pieces of jewelry. Amurim b'sefer Yeshayahu. Af Talmud Chacham tzorach lios baki b'chav dalet svarim. So too a Talmud Chacham has to be a baki in the 24 books of Tanakh. Tanakh has 24 books. If you do the math based on how Chazal put it together, Ezra Nehemiah is one book, Devar Yavim is one book, Shmuel is one book, 24 books. So to be a Talmud Chacham, Rashi does not say you have to know Shas and Poskim and Ksos and Nesivis. Rashi says, we have to know Chav Dalet Sifri Tanakh. That's a basis of what we have to know. And the Chavetz Chaim expands upon this in his commentary al HaTorah in Parshas Ha'azinu, where the Chavetz Chaim says, based on what Chazal used the first psukim in Ha'azinu to talk to us about Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebalpeh. The pasuk says there, Ha'azinu Hashemayim v'adaber v'tishma aretz imrifi, yarov kamatar lechi tizal katal imrasi. Torah is compared to matar, rain, and tal, dew. What's the difference between rain and dew? And which part of Torah is compared to rain? And which part of Torah is compared to dew? So, Torah Shebechsav yibichin Hashemayim. Torah Shebechsav, they came from heaven. Right, and that's compared to rain. I'm sorry. That's compared to dew. But Torah Shebechsav ubuchinas eretz. Let me say it straight. Harishon nimshal lamatar. Torah Shebechsav is comes from shemayim. Is compared to rain because that's what comes from heaven. The rain comes down from the clouds from heaven and rains down. And tal appears on the ground. Tal through the humidity and the moisture in the air, it appears on the ground to us. Again, where it comes from biologically is not our issue right now, but how it appears to us. So Torah Shebechsav appears is compared to rain, and Torah Shebalpeh is compared to dew. So if you think about it, it's ironic, says the Chafetz Chaim. Rain, there is a finite amount of drops that fall. You know, if we had a bowl the size of the world, we'd be able to catch all the drops of the rain. It's countable. It's finite. We feel it. Yish tip mispar letipos hamatar vafim kachol yirbiyon. Even if it's an infinite number, it's not really infinite. It's within the type of counted misug bali a mispar hema ki elo efshar lispar mispar hatipos sheyesh tam makos mali amayin. Just like you cup the count the drops in a cup ulahachpil if he ches ba mispar hatipos and to double it, right? So if you could count Torah Shebechsav is like rain. It's finite. You know, the number of books, and the number of letters, the number of words, and the number of mitzvos. 248, 365. Torah Shebalpeh is like dew. Why? Dew is not countable. Dew just appears, and there's moisture, and you can't count it. Hatal yored me hashamayim al haaretz. Okay, even if it comes from the heaven, ultimately, it spreads on the ground. Lo yimad lo yisafer. Ein atal yachol ischalik lechalakim. It's not counted as drops. And that's Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebalpeh is infinite. And therefore he says the Chafetz Chaim, isn't it ironic that there are so many of us that are focusing on Torah Shebalpeh, which is the infinite area of Torah, while the finite, the part that we might think is more surmountable and the one that we can really conquer, is finite, and that we're mazniach, and that we leave alone in so many in our generation, and in many generations. V'yim kein adavar hala yishuras adin no senes. Right, logic would dictate, says the Chafetz Chaim, Shetzrichen ha'yinu lios b'kiyim heitei b'Torah Shebechsav. We have to be buckies. We have to be experts in Torah Shebechsav. After all, it's finite. It's smaller. Torah Shebalpeh ein erech legola. He says, and that nafoch v'davar. And it's exactly the opposite. Again, he's not saying that we shouldn't study Torah Shebalpeh. He's not saying that as we start this new series in Lamdas on the Daf, we shouldn't be focusing on Lamdas on the Daf. But he's also emphasizing that we also have to have a seder in Torah Shebechsav. We have to have a seder in Nevi'im, because that is exactly what at least is finite. So that's just background in terms of the significance of the Torah Shebechsav, and not just the Torah, but the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, as he is referring to. So again, though, we're back to our question. Right? How could our Gemara say that Nevi'im and Ksuvim were given at Har Sinai if it didn't even happen yet? It happened much later. So this is the question of the Maritz Chayis on our Gemara. And the Maritz Chayis says, he says, in short, but then he expands upon it in one of his other svarim. The Maritz Chayis here says, Nira be'enai, ayin Yerushalmi in Peah, melameh shehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe ma shetamed vasek asa l'chadesh. Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu everything that every student of the Torah in every generation would come up with. Hainu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu masal l'moshe midos hanidrashos v'achachamim motziyim miklalim elu todos v'anafim shonim. V'lonim sasim and amafurish. What is the Maritz Chayis referring to? He gave the powers of drasha to Chazal, And in that way, he gave the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim. What's he referring to? So before we get back to the Maariv Chayes, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky expands upon this in the Hakdama to his Sefer on Chumash. He just first makes the question even harder. The Gemara in Adar Madav Chaf Bei says, if we hadn't sinned, then we would only have Torah and Sefer Yoshua. We would have just gone into Eretz Yisrael and stayed there. We would only have Sefer Yoshua added to the Torah. He had to have Sefer Yoshua because you have to finish the story going into Eretz Yisrael. But not more than that. So all the Nevi'im would never have happened and come. So what do you mean it was given at Har Sinai? So says Rabbi Yaakov, it's based on a Rashi and Tainus. Rashi and Tainus is the secret of the whole idea. Rashi and Tainus on Daf Tes. We don't have to go know the exact context, but the Gemara there mentions that Reish Lakish, the children of Reish Lakish met their uncle, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we know, were brothers-in-law. Reish Lakish was married to Rabbi Yochanan's sister, and Rabbi Yochanan once met Reish Lakish's children. And he says, Nu, what are you learning? Right? Ashkar Elu Reuchan Leinuka de Reish Lakish, they were saying a pasuk, and they were saying a pasuk in Mishlei, and Rabbi Yochanan then is Matame. Yosef Rabbi Yochanan become Matame. Omar, Miika Midi Diksivi Baksuvi Delo Remizi Baraisa. Is there anything in Ksuvim that is not hinted to in the Torah? What does that mean? Rashi. Tesam Ad Aleph and Tainus. Velo Ramza Moshe Baraisa Shahachumish Hu Yisod Nevi'im Viksuvim Ubekulam Yishmach Limso Mena Torah. What does that mean? Says Rabbi Yaakov, he gives a mashal. Ilfa, twice in Shas. Ksubis and Tainus. Tainus Chaf Aleph. Ilfa, one of the great Tanam, friends of Rabbi Yochanan, actually, says, anybody ask me any brisa in the world, and I'll tell you where the source of that brisa is in the Mishnah. It's hinted to in the Mishnah somewhere. The brises were left out of the Mishnah. But you give me the brisa, I'll tell you where the Mishnah is. And if not, if I can't do it, I'm just going to jump off this boat that he was sitting on. But what's the message of that line? All brises, they're rooted in the Mishnah somewhere. Says Rabbi Yaakov, all the messages of Nevi'im and Ksuvim are hinted to in the Torah. We would just have to figure it out. We would have to dig deep and figure out where the messages are. The actual stories didn't happen yet. And maybe they would never have happened. But the reason that the Nevi'im are written is not to teach us stories. It's not to teach us history. Obviously, there are messages in the history, and we have to know history, and we have to know the stories in Nevi'im and Ksuvim. But the ultimate message, right, there are a lot of stories that are not mentioned in Nevi'im and Ksuvim that took place at that time. Right? Because it's not just about history, it's about the messages forevermore, eternal messages from those stories. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov says. Hari Chazinan, you see from that Gemara about Ilfa, Ksubis Samach Tes, and Tainus Chaf Aleph, Chazinan, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Kalal Kol Dini HaBraisa, Bedus Chodemas Nisan. All the Dini of the Braisa are in the Mishnah. Klomar Ilfa, he could be Medayikit. And therefore we learn for our topic as well. Midivir Rabbi Yochanan, Elu Lom Demanu, Ayachas Ha'amiti, Bein Torah L'Nevi'im Uksuvim. We learn the real, true relationship between Torah and Nach. Ein davar she'eino ramuz batorah. There's nothing that's not hinted to in the Torah. Hafochba vafochba tekulaba. Ein shum matzav she'eino kasuba. He just adds, which many other sources talk about, not only the stories in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, everything in the history of the world, forever, is hinted to in the Torah. If we knew how to read underneath, in between the lines, so many different levels of interpretation of the Torah, we could figure out what it talks about for our generation in the Torah. Shum Shela, and that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara asks in Chulin, right, Esther Minatora Minayin, Haman Minatora Minayin, right, Chulin Kuflamites, why? It's teaching us that even the Purim story is hinted to in the Torah. It didn't happen yet. What do you mean? Doesn't matter. The message is for us are hinted to in the Torah, and that's what our Gemara is saying, that the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim were given at Har Sinai. Maybe not the actual stories, but the messages that we find in Nevi'im and Ksuvim are all embedded in the Torah, and we would just have to use the Koach HaDrasha, as the Maariv Chayes says here, to be able to come out with it. And that's why the last pasuk in Nevi'im is Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Last pasuk in Zechariah, remember Torah Moshe, because all Nevi'im comes from that. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. The Maariv Chayes himself expands upon this in his other Sfarim. Again, underappreciated. The called Kisvei Maariv Chayes. So he has a couple of prakim that are called Mavo HaTalmud. Mavoa HaTalmud. So there he talks about different yesodos about Torah Sheba'al Peh, which is one of his pet topics that he talks about in many places. So there, in the third parak of Mavoa HaTalmud, he expands upon this idea. He says, "Deprate haMegillah, v'inyan haMa'orah b'Gzeiras Achashverosh v'Haman v'Apedus v'Apurkan." The exact details of the story, Asher Nishava lahem be'Ezer Hashem Yisbarach de Mordechai ve'Esther Nishchadish Rak b'Zman Galus Bavel Shemei Oshana Achar Galus haTorah. The actual story happened 900 years after the Torah was given, and that of course was not given, but the Heter to write and the messages that we could have gotten. So that was given earlier, and therefore the potential of all Torah topics were given at our Sinai. Every Torah topic, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Sheba'al Peh. And that's what's alluded to and important for our Gemara to teach us. Just to also just finish the circle, and that is the Gemara in Megillah itself tells us the source for Tanakh. How do you know there's something called Tanakh? That's also alluded to in the Torah. The Gemara in Megillah tells us on Daf Zayin that the Pasuk tells us, the Gemara there is trying to figure out an allowance, a heter that the Chazal had to write down Megillah's Esther and to put Megillah's Esther into Tanakh. Where do you find that? So the Gemara says there's a Mesorah that the Tanakh only is allowed to talk about Amalek three times. Three times. So where is Amalek spoken about? It's spoken about in Bishalach. It's spoken about in Kisaytseh. Is spoken about in Sefer Shmuel, right, with Shaul. So that's three. So we're done. It's filled up. Unless you count the first two together. You count Bishalach and Kisaytseh as one, and then you have Sefer Shmuel, and then you have Megillah's Esther, right, which is based on Amalek and Haman. The question is, how do you put those two together? Two different stories. Why are you allowed to put Bishalach and Kisaytseh together? So the Gemara Darshins, because it's both Torah. And Torah has one definition. The Pasuk says, Ksov zos zikaron basefer, ksov zos mashakasov kanu b'mishnah Torah. Zos is referring to both b'shalach and kiseisei. Zikaron mashakasov b'neviim, b'sefer mashakasov b'megillah. Those three, they're all alluded to separately. And Rav Shachter, we mentioned this before, Rav Shachter in Bikvi Yatzon on page Kuf Lamed Hei has a beautiful expansion of how do each of these words connect to what it's teaching us. Zos is teaching us Torah. How does the word Zos teach us Torah? And that's why both Kisaytseh and Bishalach can be referred to in the word Zos, because Zos is like the word Zeh. Zeh is clarity. Zeh HaDavar. Rashi, at the beginning of Mato, says Moshe Rabbeinu had a nevuah of Zeh HaDavar. Other Nevi'im had a nevuah of Koamar Hashem. Moshe had a nevuah of Zeh HaDavar. Why is it? What's Zeh HaDavar? Zeh HaDavar represents clarity. Clarity. Only Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Rambam describes the four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im, in Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, I think it's Perek Zion or so, where he talks about the differences. Zeh, Moshe could say Zeh. Zeh always means in the Torah that you could point to it. Clarity. B'neinu Zeh Sorer Moreh. Where the parents point to their son, B'neinu Zeh. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, Achodesh HaZeh Lachem. Right, Hashem points to the moon, Kaviyachol, and says this. Whenever it says Zeh, it means you could point to it. Zeh Zos. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Kilu, he could point to the Nevuah. It's clear with him. Ksov Zos. That's why Torah, which comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, Zerchus Torah's Moshe Avdi, even Hashem calls the Torah, Torah's Moshe Avdi, the word Zos teaches us both examples of the story of Amalek in the Torah, because that's Zeh. Zikaron. Zikaron is a reference to Nevi'im, the Gemara says. What does the Zikaron have to do with Nevi'im? So that's what Chazal, whenever it says the word Zachar in the Torah, it always means Lahazkir. Not Zachar to remember, but Lahazkir to mention. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Lakadsho. How do we remember Shabbos? Saying something about Shabbos. Kiddush. Lahazkir. Zachar, remember what Amalek did to you. How do we remember what Amalek? To mention it. Lahazkir. Zachar always means Lahazkir. So too, Nevi'im. Nevi'im. Ksov Zos Zikaron. Zikaron are we have to say it, and we have to expand upon it, and that's what Nevi'im is. He says, Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, let me just find the line. He says, here, Zikaron shu milashon lahazkir, kedarash darashu chazal, zarcho shem shem zakash, v'doya kiddush, zachar mashmo milashon lahazkir, l'man tizkar, right, remember Yisiyas Mitzrayim, you have to mention, achova zikir Yisiyas Mitzrayim, anoke hekes b'chol yom, and that's the Nevi'im. It's all about not just remembering something, but in order, he's saying it, right, a Navi is from the word niv svatayim, an expression of the lips. The Nevi'im, the first and foremost job of a Navi is to say it to Klal Yisrael. Then it was written down, but it was really to say to Klal Yisrael. And finally, what's the third word? Zos, Zikaron, Basefer. by Sefer's Ksuvim. Why? Because these were nitan to write down. The messages of Ksuvim were not to be given over orally by the Navi. It was Ksuvim. And even you could have, you know, some, and that's why it says Basefer, you could have even the same person, right, who could write, who could have some Ksuvim and some Nevi'im, right? Depending how it was given and why it was, what the purpose of it was given, right? Shlomo HaMelech has Mishlei and Shir HaShirim and Kohelas. Those are all Ksuvim. But again, there's a different purpose between those and David HaMelech, you know, he wrote Tehillim, which is Ksuvim, but there are, you know, all the stories of David HaMelech are obviously in Nevi'im. But either way, this is Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, but we got into all of this relating to our Gemara of how Nevi'im were given at Har Sinai. One final point, and that is interesting that we don't have Nevuah Bizman Hazeh. Nevuah is a Yesod of one of the 13 Yesodos. But we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with man, and he does that through the medium of Nevuah, and it's one of the 13 principles of faith. There's another one that Moshe Rabbeinu is a unique Navi, but that is a Yesod. Rav Soloveitchik expanded upon this in Ish HaEmunah, page 34-35, one of the most beautiful pieces. I love this piece of Rav Soloveitchik, where he discusses how, when did tefillah start? The institution of tefillah. When did Chazal write it up? Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Why did Dafka, they write up tefillah then in a structured way? Because that they knew that's when Nevuah was ending. They were the last Nevi'im, Chag HaZachariah Malachi. They knew Nevuah was ending at that time. And they could not accept the tragic reality that there wouldn't be communication between man and God. There wasn't going to be any more Nevuah. Okay, but we can't accept that. We can't accept that there's not going to be any communication. So you know what they did? They instituted prayer, tefillah. Because a conversation is two parties. Just depends who's talking. So Nevuah, Hashem's talking to man. Tefillah is man talking to God. Tefillah is a hemshich of Nevuah. And I'm just adding on to this. And maybe that's part of the yesod of the animamin. Now, we believe in Nevuah, but what is really that about? That's about communication between man and God. And Nevuah, then, what took the place of it now, was Tefillah. And that's why when we daven, it's really a continuation of that reality of what Nevuah was. Hamahus haTefillah hi chavayat habris shel hischabrus shel haElokim vaDibur Elav. Klolo shaldar. Tefillah veNevuah heim shtei hagdaros nirdafos. They're two similar definitions. L'dusiach, to the conversation. Hanosei ofi shel brisbein haElokim vaAdam. Achein kilas haTefillah nolda ba'osa shah mamish k'shekilas haNevuah higia l'kitza. When Nevuah is ending, Tefillah. Again, they daven beforehand, but not in a structured, fixed way, as we have it now. Ha'hevdo bein tefillah, ha'tefillah hi hemshech shal nevuah, ve'ha aguda shal mispalim hi memela aguda shal nevi'im. The only difference is, who's talking? Ba'od she'betokilas ha'nevuah ha'elokim noket biyozma, Hashem starts the conversation, hu medaber v'ha'adam ma'azin, hari bekilas ha'tefillah ha'yozma ba'am in ha'adam. Hu ha'medaber v'elokim ma'azin. They did not want to accept the fact that it was going to be cut off, and therefore, they themselves instituted tefillah. Again, that's Nevuah and tefillah. Again, we didn't talk about so much about Nevuah today, about Nevi'im. We'll talk about tefillah, Nevuah hopefully in another day. But either way, this gets us started in terms of the first lumdus on the Daf Shir. Again, about the line of Kulam Nitnu L'Moshe Misinai, even including Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and gives us a little appreciation into what the purpose of Nevi'im and Ksuvim are and what was given at Har Sinai. Okay, we'll stop here.